Good afternoon. We're here from Partick Free Church of Scotland, continuing. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace. That is just off Dumbarton Road, opposite the police station. We would love to see you. Please come along. We meet on the Lord's Day, and that's Sunday at 11 a.m. And again, we meet in the evening at 6:30 p.m. And we also have a Wednesday night meeting at 7:30 p.m. Please feel free to come along. We will simply be able to tell you something of the Lord Jesus Christ, eternally begotten Son of God, the one who came to this world in order to save mankind, and the one that you must put your faith and hope and trust upon. The Bible tells us about an incident when there was a leper that came to Jesus. Now, the leper in biblical times was a social outcast. Wherever he went around, if he came in contact with people, he would have to cry out and say, "Unclean, unclean," so that people would avoid him, because leprosy was highly infectious. And he was an outcast. He wouldn't be allowed to go to the synagogue. He wouldn't take part in any normal social community activities. He lived a life separate because he was one who had a disease that was highly infectious. But one day he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're told that he said to Jesus, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." This man had faith in the Lord Jesus that he would be able to heal him. And he said, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." What do you think Jesus said to him? Well, if Jesus had been one of the normal religious teachers of the day, Jesus would have scolded him. And Jesus would have said, "Get away from me, leper. You've got leprosy because you're a great sinner. Get away from me." But Jesus didn't say that to the leper. When the leper said, "If you're willing, you can make me clean," Jesus said to him, "I am willing. I am willing." And then he said, "Be thou clean." And the moment that Jesus uttered these words, this man was completely free from his leprosy. And we there have a picture of the compassion and the loving kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ, who dealt so tenderly with this poor individual, this outcast, who was facing, let's face it, a death sentence. He would never get over this disease normally. This was a disease that only God could cure. And there the Lord Jesus said, "I'm willing." And immediately he was cured. But it teaches us something else, because leprosy in the Bible is a picture of sin. And leprosy, friends, when someone first contracts leprosy, he's unaware of it. All the damage is done internally. He's not aware of it. It's only when it begins to manifest itself on his limbs and on the outer parts of his body does he then realize that he's got leprosy. And then it's too late. By then the disease has taken a hold and death is inevitable. And so it is with sin. Sin is an internal disease that all of us has. It's in the heart. And if it's not dealt with, it will destroy us. Not only will sin cause our physical death, but sin will cause our eternal death. And that eternal death is to be eternally separated from God throughout all the ages of eternity. That's what eternal death is. And that's what sin will bring about if it's not dealt with. And therefore, that is one reason why we're here this afternoon, that you might know and you might hear about someone who has dealt with the problem of sin. And that person is none other than the Son of God. It's none other than Christ the Lord. It's none other than this one who came to this world to suffer and to die, to offer up his life as a substitute, to die in the room and place of sinners, in order that the gospel might be offered freely to those. And that's why we're here, to tell you about this person, about Christ and about what he has done, and to invite you and to exhort you and to persuade you that you might truly embrace him as he is freely offered in the gospel. This is our only hope. Sin is a terrible problem. It's a problem we cannot address ourselves. It's too powerful for us. Mankind can't deal with it. The politicians cannot deal with it. The armies of this world cannot deal with it. The environmentalists cannot deal with it. The educationalists cannot deal with it. Neither will it be dealt with by giving us new houses or a better environment. None of these things will address the problem. Only Christ can, and only Christ has. And therefore, you must avail yourself of him. You must repent, the Bible says. Because when Jesus began to preach, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And that's what we must do. We must turn from our sins. We must turn from our lying. We must turn from our cheating. We must turn from our adultery. We must turn from all the sins that we have committed, forsake them. And that we must have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We must exercise faith towards him. These are the essential elements of the gospel, to repent and to believe the gospel. Repent means to totally change direction. You see, at the moment, without Christ, we're going our own way. We're living to please ourselves. That's what we're doing. But when we repent, what happens? We go in a different direction. Our life is Godward. And this is what's required of us, to turn our backs on our old lives. One day, there was a tax collector, and he was at the receipt of custom, and he was collecting his taxes. He was a Jew, but he was working for the Romans, and he was collecting his taxes, and he was sitting down, and Jesus walked by and said to him, "Follow me." What happens? He leaves everything. He leaves his money. He leaves his table. He leaves everything, and he begins to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's required of you and I. We hear the gospel call. What does it say? "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew Levi left his money, left everything that was precious to him, and began to follow Jesus. This is what you must do when the gospel call comes to you. Leave your old life behind. Leave your old sinful life behind. Leave your old godless life behind. Take up the cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And what do we promise? We're promised eternal life. We're promised that our sins shall be forgiven. We're promised that we shall be reconciled to God. We're promised that we will have a wonderful hope for eternity. Have you got a hope for eternity? "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Now's the time, friends, to seek the Lord. Now's the time to call upon him. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way That's repentance. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts, that's repentance too. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. You know, it's a pleasure to be here, to speak of the Lord our God, because our God is a merciful God. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever. Why? Because he delighteth in mercy. That's the God of the Bible. A God who delights in mercy. But it's only mercy in Christ. There's only mercy in Christ, friends. God has done all that's required to bring about the salvation of people in sending forth His Son, the Lord Jesus. And if we are going to reject Christ, there's no mercy for us. All our mercy is to be found in Christ. Therefore, you must come to Him. You don't come to a minister. You don't go to a priest or a cardinal or a bishop or a pope or whatever. You cannot be saved by going to these people. You must go and have dealings directly with Christ. I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. What kind of reception will you get if you go to Christ? Can you be assured of a welcome? Of course. Of course you can. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. That's what he says in the Old Testament. Look unto me. Look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look at yourselves. Don't look at your works. Don't look at your religious activities. Don't look at your sins, but come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're told to do. Look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For I am God and there is none else, he says. We're here from Partick. We're about to conclude our session. It's been good to be here this afternoon, to bring some of the good news of the gospel to you concerning Christ. We urge you to come along, 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. We'd love to see you. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace, just off Dumbarton Road, opposite the police station. A warm welcome to you all. We meet in the Lord's Day at 11 and again 6:30 p.m. And we meet on Wednesday evening too, and you would be made most welcome. Let me just leave you with one verse as I take my time to a close. One verse from God's Word, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And there you're urged to look, and to come, and to believe, and to trust upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved. Have you got the hope that you're saved this afternoon? Will your religion save you? Ask yourself that question. Will it save you? When eternity comes, when you pass into eternity, when you go the way of all the earth, when you're on your deathbed, when life is drawing to a close, what hope have you got? Jesus says to you this afternoon, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. There's no other Savior and no other way to be right with God. You must have dealings with Him. Your football won't save you. Your religion won't save you. Your money won't save you. Your upbringing won't save you. Nothing will save you but Christ. And you must therefore come to Him. Because one day, friends, no matter how good life is now, no matter how active you may be now, you're going to go the way of all the earth. May God bless His word to you.